If you'd like to turn to Psalm 103, again, this is one of those things where usually when I know that I'm going to be sharing something, I'll look at the daily readings and try to see if the Lord will give me a word out of those daily readings. And luckily today, I noticed the calendar. And so I looked at the daily reading form of the calendar, and so I saw Psalm 103, and so that's, I'm going to share some things out of that. Bracken, would you pray for the word today?
Amen.
And so as I saw what the readings was, and I went to Psalm 103, and I read this, the Lord began to speak to me, and he says, this is for you. You know? Because, like I said, the part of what I find a little uncomfortable about the whole declare-decree thing is like, who am I? And I said, I don't know if anybody else ever struggles with that, that idea that I'm going to declare something, that I'm going to decree something. That seems a little out of my pay grade, you know. I'm just trying to get there, okay? I'm just that guy that I'm just hoping to be there, kind of thing. So I tend to try not to do things that get me in trouble, you know. Declaring and decreeing is one of those things that I think I could probably get in trouble with that. So anyway, the Lord began to open up this psalm to me. So I'm going to read it to you. I'm going to read it eventually out of two different versions. And I'm just going to say a couple of different things on it. So Psalm 103, and this is the New American Standard Version. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not none of his benefits, who pardoned your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeemed your life from the pit, who crowns you with loving kindness and compassion, who satisfies your years with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagle. The Lord performs righteous deeds and judgment for all who are oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses. He acts to the sons of Israel. His acts to the sons of Israel. The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in loving kindness. He will not always strive with us, nor will he keep his anger forever. He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his loving kindness towards those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us, just as a father has compassion on his children. So the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. For he himself knows our frame. He is mindful that we are but dust. As for man, his days are like grass. As a flower of the field, so he flourishes. When the wind has passed over it, it is no more. In its place, acknowledges it no longer. But the loving kindness of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting on those who fear him. In his righteousness to children's children, to those who keep his covenants and remember his precepts to do them. The Lord has established his throne in the heaven, in his sovereign rule over all. Bless the Lord, you, his angels, mighty in strength, who perform his word, obeying the voice of his word. Bless the Lord, all you, his host, you who serve him, doing his will. Bless the Lord, all you works of his, in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. I really feel like I don't have to say very much about that. But it pretty much kind of explains itself. And so that's something that I can do. You know? That's something that I can decree. And I can declare. Bless the Lord, O my soul. That won't get me in trouble. Okay? I can't really step too far out of bounds with that. Bless the Lord, O my soul. What a marvelous thing to do. And as I was reading this and looking at this, and you know, the Lord really, I think, spoke to my heart, said, like, you know, if you want to walk in fullness with him, you have to start somewhere. And this is one of those starting places. is if you get up in the mornings, if you spend your days, if you start out reading something like the Psalms, certain Psalms like this, where it starts out, bless the Lord, O my soul. And you decree these blessings that way. You know, that, and that's something I can do. I can repeat these things in their, in the way they're wrote down easily, the blessings. From children, I can bless them. Bless, you know, my, bless my children's children, O my soul. Bless them, though. But in looking at this, there was a couple of things that I found that just have kind of blown me away. What I notice, first off, is that it begins this, verse 1 and 2 is, the beginning is, bless the Lord. But verse 3 and 4 and 5 kind of goes, it's like, it's kind of like, hey, wake up. This is the reason, this is the whole thing here. You know, don't get all weird outed about this. This is the deal. It's about who. In those verses, everything starts out, who pardons, who heals, who redeems, who crowns you, who satisfies you. The Lord performs righteous deeds. It's who, it's Him. It's always about Him. It's not about us. It's never about us. It's about Him. It's about what He does, what He's done, what He's doing, you know. And in verse 8, again, I'm kind of trying to go get this out quickly, just give you some tidbits of things that the Lord's opened up to me here. I was reading this in this Passion Translation, and there was a note about verse 8, and so I kind of looked it up to kind of see if it really worked this way. But it says, the Lord is compassionate and all gracious. This guy says that that word compassionate is a homonym, which means a word that is spelled the same, but it has a different meaning. This guy here says, and I'm good with this because it just fits me so well, that another word other than gracious, or another word for compassionate, he says that this word really is a word that means the womb. And you think about that. A woman that is about to bear, you know, is bearing a child. How she and everyone around her is so intent upon this child to be born. Such anticipation at the possibility of all that this child can do. It's just, it's a mind-blowing idea that God is like that towards us, like a mother and a father is towards their unborn child. He is waiting in such anticipation that He literally carries us in His heart with that kind of compassion, that kind of understanding, that kind of love, that kind of just waiting to be able to just start shouting and screaming. You know? It may not affect you, but it's like, oh my, you know. It's one of those moments for me of, wow, God is so far beyond my understanding. Yes. So anyway, that's a thought for you to take. In verse 14, where it says, for He Himself knows our frame, that is really should be translated, and it is in my version, in the margin, it is that He knows what we are made of. You know, that He knows. You know? He knows that I'm a kind of a goofball that's prone to excesses and prone to mistakes and prone to misunderstanding things. So He knows that. He knows all those things. Verse 17, a word that I always struggle with when I see it is the word fear, because I've never really feared the Lord. You know, I know that He's Lord. I know that I deserve nothing, but I've never had this fear thing. And so a lot of times this word fear is a word that is translated as fear, but it's most of the time, in like in my margin, this is also a translation for this word fear. It's the word reverence and awe. Now I got that. I've got, especially the awe part. Sometimes maybe not the reverence part, But I've got the all part. You know, anytime I think of him, I'm left in awe. Like, wow. And then it says, in his righteousness to children's children. Another way of translating his righteousness is, and his faithfulness to his glorious promises to children's and children's. Is that not an awesome thought? It's his faithfulness. Well, let me read you this quickly out of here. We'll end this. This is the Passion Translation. With my whole heart, with my whole life, and with my innermost being, I bow and wonder and love before you, Holy God. Yahweh, you are my soul's celebration. How could I ever forget the miracles of kindness you have done for me? This I really like. You kissed my heart in forgiveness. In spite of all I have done, you've healed me inside and out from every disease. You rescued me from hell and saved my life. You crowned me with love and mercy. That's pretty good stuff. Yeah. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.